What's going on, everybody? Paul Hickey here with nooffseason.com. Welcome to the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. I hope you all are having a great day. We've got some news we want to talk about right off the bat. There's a big call-up in the MLB that has some wild implications on sports cards. We're going to get to that in a second. First, I want to let you guys know the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell is your show. And guess what? If you want to get in on the show, it's really easy to do. Just email me at paul@nooffseason.com. And I'm going to tell you how to get into this show. It's a great way to create some content in the hobby, let people know what you're doing, maybe get some people's opinions, grow your brand a little bit. But we've got some great submissions today from our audience. If you're listening on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast, be sure to follow us on Instagram at Sports Card Strategy and DM us if you have questions about anything that we talk about on the Sports Card Strategy Show or nooffseason.com. So in addition to the breaking baseball MLB call-up news that we're going to get to in a second, we are going to get to some great vintage flipping strategy from the one, the only Lonnie Conley and his sports card partner, Chris. We've got some great submissions from Buckeye Dill, Oh My Shoes, of course, and the Dr. Crack Chad Gill has a great show and tell for us today on how he buys his cards on eBay. So that'll be super interesting and educational and probably help you guys make a lot of money. So before we get into those submissions, I do want to let you guys know about a couple things that are going on at nooffseason.com that will be part of my show and tell right now. One of them is these auctions ending today. So these are higher end auctions. One thing I've noticed about our nooffseason.com subscribers is that they run the gamut of people who spend, I don't know, $100 or less on a particular purchase on average, to maybe people that are spending $5,000 ish on a particular purchase. Most of you at nooffseason.com, from an audience standpoint, are spending, actually, whether you realize it or not, you're spending about between $1,000 and $2,500 a month on sports cards. Now, remember, that is investing in sports cards. So hopefully you're getting out just as much, if not more, than you're putting in. And of course, that's great entertainment value in the process. But featured auctions ending today are updated every single day at nooffseason.com. They're a bit higher end, and they're cards that we believe at nooffseason.com are investable and will make you money in the short term or long term, depending on the card. So today we have things like Giannis PSA 10 Panini Prism, which doesn't come up for auction very often. We have Kylian Mbappe Blue Refractor 150 rookie, Topps rookie. Anyway, don't get too salty with me, SSI, because there is an Mbappe True rookie on here as well. The 2016 Panini foot sticker PSA 10, but there's patch autos from Giannis, Kenny Pickett. There's an out of 10 Messi listed today, which is already up over $10,000. Joey Burrow autos, LeBron autos. And then there's an interesting Russell Wilson rookie laundry tag, rookie on card auto out of National Treasures from 2012. So interested what the Dr. Crack thinks about a card like that. And then the other thing actually that I'm super excited about at nooffseason.com, shout out to our very own Connor Barnett and Chad Gill for the basketball card rankings that they've worked with me on. They are very robust now. So we go pretty deep on the nooffseason.com basketball card rankings. And then Dr. Crack actually submitted his own version of rankings. So basically on one tab on the basketball card rankings, you will find sort of joint rankings between Connor, Chad, and I, and you will see that there is a card to buy now, in some cases multiple cards to buy now. You can click on those links to buy those cards. We think those are good deals. And then there's a sell by date. Now on Dr. Crack's rankings, which I think are really cool, he did his own rankings and he did a low-end investment to click on and buy, a mid-tier investment, and a high-end investment, which I thought was a great concept. So Connor and I wanted to get those posted right away so that you guys can do your basketball card purchasing before the start of the NBA season. Shout out to Connor and Chad as well on helping me with the football card rankings. Although I did hijack most of this, you see Caleb Williams ranked number one, Patty Mahomes two, Joe Burrow three, Jalen Hurts four. That's our top tier. So you can get into that. There's a sell by date on those, a buy now card as well. And then shout out to Lefty McKee, who brought it very strong with the baseball card ranking. So I'm very, very happy to report that today at nooffseason.com, not only basketball, not only football, but also our baseball card rankings are live, courtesy of Lefty McKee and Connor Barnett, helped us get them up and going. But you have a player, position, team, the card to buy now, and then the sell by date. Okay, so speaking of the baseball card rankings, let's get into obviously the breaking news. And we've been doing these sell alerts at nooffseason.com. So you can expect a sell alert to go out right after this show for this guy right here, Jason Dominguez. So I got these out of my drawer, my PSA baseball drawer. Jason Dominguez 2020 Bowman Chrome Prospects PSA 10s. I have two of them. I made that play on Chad Gill's recommendation back in about March or April. So I feel like I bought pretty low on the Dominguez train, and then I had them graded at PSA. Luckily got two 10s, 100% gem rate on my Dominguezes. And if you look at the chart on Sports Card Investor, of course you can dig into Market Movers if you want. MarketMoversApp.com will give you more data, more historical data, and you can save 20% after a 14-day trial using the promo code NOOFFSEASON to get that deal. But just the chart in the last 30 days at Sports Card Investor for this particular card, the 2020 Bowman Chrome Prospects PSA 10 Jason Dominguez, selling for $20 more yesterday than the average sale, likely upon the call-up news. So Connor and I break down in the sell alert why you really need to sell Jason Dominguez now, list him for sale. He's expected to make his New York Yankees debut this weekend at the age of 20. So we will break that down. But my take on it is, even if he does come up and smash the ball, there is just as much of a risk in him not smashing the ball. There's just as much of a risk in him being a Jared Kelenic or a Spencer Torkelson off the bat than there is in the upside of him being an Ellie De La Cruz off the bat. So if you want to be greedy and you want to hold on and see what happens, be my guest. You must have more risk tolerance than I do, because I honestly believe sell at the call-up. Don't risk him not hitting in his first weekend as a Yankee. There's going to be a lot of pressure on this 20-year-old. The Yankees are not that good. And I believe that you should crystallize the investment immediately upon call-up, regardless of the player. Remember, in theory, anybody can pop off, but theory doesn't always happen. And so you've already taken enough risk if you're holding Dominguez right now. You've already waited long enough to try to crystallize the profits. Why would you do that to yourself to wait even longer on a guy like a 20-year-old who is pretty much all hype at this point? It's not that I don't like him. It's not that I don't believe that he could rake the ball in his first 10 days as a Yankee. It's just that I don't care if he does, because I'm selling immediately a call up, and I believe you guys should too. So speaking of those sell alerts, text sports cards to 1-833-992-5727 to get those sell alerts. The team and I are working very hard on getting them out to you, because timeliness is everything when you're trying to sell and crystallize your profits in the sports card world. All right, let's go around the horn and say hello to those of you in the live chat. Chad Gill is in the house. Craig's Cards 11. Good to see you, Paul Schmitz. Good morning. We've got something coming up from Paul Schmitz in a second. Oh My Shoes, good morning to you as well. Southern Soccer Idiot, live and local. Happy Thursday, everyone. Love it, SSI. You're the man. Janelle Hsu in the house. Janelle has become a solid fixture in all of our live streams. We love it. Good to see you, Janelle. And Brian Steeler 714 in the house. Brian Steeler 714 emailed me early this morning about the Dominguez call-up alert. Yes, we are on the same page, my man. Lonnie Conley in the house. He says, no greed in flipping cards. Remove greed. Lonnie has some very nice principles. I've talked to Lonnie a few times, and he has some very nice principles. We kind of share a brain on a lot of things, but he also brings a lot to the table that I don't bring to the table. So that's why I'm really excited to queue up he and Chris's video here in a second. Good day to Global over in Australia. Good to see you, Global, in the house. We love it. Okay, so good work, everybody. As you come into the live chat, I am going to give you shout outs in between submissions. We love the live audience. And for those of you not joining live, we know you're either listening on the podcast apps or you're just watching on YouTube after the fact. So we love you too. Drop a comment below. We're going to answer it. Or if you're not on YouTube at all and you're just listening on Apple and Spotify, please follow us on Instagram at Sports Card Strategy and then DM us. Or you can follow us on Twitter, No Offseason Card on Twitter. We're popping off on Twitter as well, and we'd love to see you there. So however you get your sports card information, we want to interact with you on those platforms. All right, everybody. It is time to get into it's going to be the longest show and tell submission we've ever had. I'm going to preface it, but I will tell you that it's very, very educational, and these guys know what they're doing. Like I said, I've talked to them offline many, many times, and we've exchanged emails, and what they do not only at card shows and in real life with some things on Facebook Marketplace, picking up cards locally at card shops sometimes, they have a game that they are running where they are able to identify cards or wax, doesn't matter what era, but I know these guys are about to get into some vintage stuff for you, which is really cool. It's kind of garage sailing-esque, which I really, really like. Everybody, it is time for Lonnie Conley to take it away, and he's going to bring in his partner, sports card partner, Chris. Lonnie, take it away, man.
Lonnie Conley, our store is FF Holston. My partner in the hobby, Chris, will be here soon to do the second part of this video. We're going to do it in two parts. I don't even know if Paul will put this in the show because it's about vintage collection buying, but I'm going to give it to him anyway, and we'll see what happens. But again, Lonnie, Chris will be here soon. Our store is FF Holston. I've done some videos before talking about how we keep cash flowing in our stores, buying cards in bulk at card shows and selling them individually online. We do a lot of, we don't do a lot of card shows, not as many as we wish, but I think we're just kind of practicing for down the road when maybe we're done with our professional careers and just want to focus on this for the rest of our life. So we're getting a lot of swings and we're really enjoying it and learning a lot. So a part of what we do other than the eBay store is and hunting at card shows is we do buy collections from individuals and from estate sales. And so we typically are looking for everything 80s and below. We don't buy junk wax per se, but you're going to see in this video, I did buy some wax at a recent collection. And bankroll is everything, guys. I'm always appreciative of Dr. Crack talking about, you know, his card budget, because that's important. Like, I don't buy stuff with money that doesn't come from card sales. So we just keep rolling it in, rolling it in, rolling it in, and managing our bankroll, because some of this stuff you have to sit on for a while, and grading is expensive. And so having cash is important, and I can't risk anything at home with my three kids and my wife, you know, to just buy cards that I want all the time. So we do take this very seriously, and I'll share a little bit with you guys today. So we're going to do two videos. This one I'm going to talk about myself and just notice the difference between the two collections here, because you have to be light on your feet and you have to know what you're looking at, and a little bit of experience in card shows will go a long way. So that's why us getting these swings and getting our chances at the card shows really does help us on the street when we're trying to make deals. So let's walk through this one here. So this is a collection I purchased recently from a guy named Russ. He was 80 years old, living a couple hours away from me. And so my cost on this one was gas was $60, toll was $20, 12 in supplies, which is just pennies and top loaders. And then $75 is what I got all this for. Okay, so I drove a long ways. The guy had told me on the phone that he had a lot of 60s and 70s. Baseball and football, which was inaccurate. And this happens when you do these collection purchases. It happens a lot. You get misled quite a bit on the phone. So the two most important things to talk about on the phone is sending me pictures and telling me how you got your cards and knowing what you have. Those two items alone go a long ways to learning what somebody has for real and not like just trying to unload their stuff on somebody else. So having some knowledge really helps. Let's go through this real quick. So my cost, I have 65 wax packs between late 80s and early 90s, total junk wax error. So up here are some leaders packs that we'll sell five of these for $3. And we have packs in here. And we have packs back here. All right, so when I count the packs up, and our goal is to get $2.50 per pack, that gets us to about $65. And we will sell all this in value boxes that we'll move. We have a lot of luck with this kind of stuff at card shows. You just gotta sell it cheap, that's all. The rookies are really cool because this is Yvonne Rodriguez, Jeff Bagwell, Chuck Knoblauch, Ray Langford, Mo Vaughn. You know, people who are our age, they remember those things and it makes them interesting to them. So these are the full set packs here. I got two of them. They range anywhere from $4 online to $16 online. It's crazy. So we just want to sell them for $8. So I'll put a $10 tag on each of these and my goal is to sell them for $8. So that gets me to $16. The leaders packs I already talked about, we'll sell those. There's 9 sets of 5 here I can do. So that's $2.50 a piece. That's $22.50. I've got a sealed pack, sealed wax box of the leaders. So we'll sell that for $15 to $20. And we've got 24. Let's do these cards first. So I've got 200 vintage 74 tops cards here. And we get a lot of set collectors at the card shows that when we just mark this box 74 tops, they'll sit down and go through it. And they'll look for the cards that they don't have because they want to build the set. So they're going to be looking at the back of the card and then they're going to be looking at the condition of the card because they might have one already, but if they can find one in better condition to replace the one they have, they'll do that in a heartbeat. So I've got about 200 cards here that we'll sell for about $1.25 a piece. So they'll be in a box for $2, but our goal is to net about $1.25. So 274 tops cards, $1.25. That's going to be roughly $281.25. This will not sell quickly. This will take time, but that's okay because we are in the business of moving cards. And so we know how to move them. And we're just going to have to sit on this for a little while and let it work its way out. The last thing is these right here. This will go into our $5 vintage value box. And so we want to net about $4.50 a card here. So Steve Carlton, Lou Brock, Al Kaline, these are Hall of Famers. Pete Rose, Rod Carew, Billy Williams, Bucky Dent, not a Hall of Famer, but everybody knows the home run. Alou, Harmon Killebrew, there's a Hank Aaron card, right? Not every day you have a Hank Aaron card in your hand. So that's Dick Allen and Hank Aaron, Frank Robinson, and Carlton Fish, Johnny Bench, Bob Gibson, Reggie Jackson and Willie Stargell, Cesar Geronimo, famous 70s Reds teams. Willie Stargell, found this in the guy's collection, a little SP foil, Supremacy Pedro Martinez here. That'll go in a $3 box. Some Randy Johnson rookies I found in his stuff with all that junk wax he had. I just picked through it. I cherry picked it. I told him I'm not taking it because it's not going to go sit in my basement. He was cool with that. So I got three of those and the George Brett and the Ron Santo Hall of Famer. These are legit 74 Hank Aaron cards that are actually sought after for set building. So these will all go in the $5 box and they will sell. People love these old cards, especially the Hall of Famers, but none of them are in good condition to grade, unfortunately. So we're just going to sell them raw and put them in the value box. So other than the Pedro, all this will go into $5 box. And there are, let's see here, I have 24 cards here at $4.50. So if I'm able to grind this out over time, this will be roughly $493 in sales that we'll do here. And we put $167 in. So $167 includes gas, toll, supplies, and the $75 for the deal. I put all this stuff out at card shows. None of this is really going to go online. And we'll sell it for somewhere around $493 or less and net about $325 or something in that range. We're still going to make a profit, and that's all that matters. And it's cash profit. So that's the other nice part about this is that these are going to be cash deals because they're going to be at card shows, and we like that a lot. Okay. So that's it for the moment, and then Chris will be here in a second, and we're going to walk through the other collection we purchased. But you can see this collection wasn't the one you're looking for, the unicorn. This was simply get some supplies, get some stuff for your value boxes, get people to your tables. This will spit out cash for us, and we'll use that cash to go back in and buy other things. All right, and we'll put us on pause and bring Chris in here in a moment. Hey guys, we're back. This is the second set or the second part of our video. It's going to come in two videos, unfortunately. This is my friend Chris, who is my hobby partner here, and we're not the best with, at the video and the cinematography yet, so we look like we're right next to each other because we are, unfortunately. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to walk through this second collection that Chris and I just purchased recently. We're going to give you the details. This one is a much better collection. These are the types of collections that we are looking for when we're out, grinding, trying to find things to add to the store. Okay, so I'm gonna back this up and get us started. All right, so I have everything already here and inventoried. We picked up this collection yesterday, and I want to get through them quickly and get them sorted so that way there's no time lag between getting them out to a card show or into the eBay store or out to PSA. So you got to move very quickly and be prepared by having supplies and just having the rhythm down as part of your everyday life. So I'm gonna start with these cards here. These cards came out of the collection. These are kind of common cards, but we're gonna put these in the value boxes somewhere between $3 and $5. Okay, so a lot of guys here that some of you might know and some of you might not know. Again, I don't even know if Paul's gonna put this on the show because it's vintage, and but I think the collection buying side of the business is very lucrative, and so we're going to keep doing it, and hopefully Paul will add us in at some point. But there's a lot of guys here that just nearly made the Hall of Fame but did not. But there's no Hall of Famers in here other than a Gil Hodges card I have, but that's his manager card, so I did not put that in for grading or any kind of high end. But there's a Hall of Famer for you. All right, so there's those. Really great shape, by the way. These are some of the best shape cards that Chris and I have found out on the street. So now I'm gonna let Chris talk about the Hall of Famers here, which is this stack right here. And Chris, you gonna walk them through real quick?
Yeah, so just pulling out randomly here, see what we got. Okay, just take them a little bit by at a time here. Yeah, so just looking at the first one here, this is all the these are 67, 68 tops baseball. So that's primarily the collection we bought yesterday, and that's true for baseball and football. So a couple of Hall of Famers on top, like Joe Morgan, Don Sutton, a nice Al Kaline. He's always a popular player in the hobby. A lot of Tigers fans collect him, Phil Negro, and then some football players as well. And I'm just going to go through these kind of slow. There's a Hall of Famer, Mel
The
Renfro.
first two were Hall of Famers.
Okay. And then Bonacotti. So some big names here. Bobby Bell's a popular Kansas City Chief player. These are 68 tops football. So Paul Warfield, also 68 tops. And there's a pretty famous name, Ray Nitschke. Any of the Packers, vintage Packers players usually sell pretty well from the Vince Lombardi years. Alex Karras, another great Hall of Famer. Adderley. We got two of those in the collection to our surprise, which was nice. Curt Flood, who's actually got a lot of momentum to maybe even make the Hall of Fame someday. So we're kind of looking ahead on maybe even future players that even though they played 50, 60 years ago, they still have a chance of making the Hall of Fame through other committees now that vote for Hall of Fame. Tommy John, same boat. Tony Oliva just made the Hall of Fame a couple of years ago. Tug McGraw is a popular Met. Louis Tiant, another one who's a really great player. Jim Perry and his brother Gaylord Perry. And of course, Brooks Robinson, another popular player to collect. So I'll just keep going through these kind of quick. This is 67 tops, and this is Joe Pepitone of the Yankees. Again, any Yankees from the 60s typically sells pretty well. But you can see like a lot of these are really sharp looking. Tony Conigliaro with the Red Sox, Richie Allen, who's also known as Dick Allen, he may go in the Hall of Fame someday. Danny McLean, again, another McGraw. Frank Howard was a great slugger. So, some good names here, right? Willie Stargell on that card. Another Curt Flood card from 67. Ron Santo, Aparicio, Billy Williams, So obviously we just picked out some of the better cards here from our, the collection that we, you know, bought, but these are some good names. And this is, you know, some good names here with Frank and Brooks Robinson as well. Another Frank Robinson, Gaylord Perry, Tiant, Fergie Jenkins. That's Fergie's second year card, by the way. And then always a fan favorite, Bob Uecker. And I'll just wrap it up here with a few more. Whitey Ford, Steve Carlton, that's his second year card. Marichal, there's Eddie Matthews. And then back to football, 68, tops, Sonny Jurgensen, Bob Lilly. Again, these are all Hall of Famers. Bob Hayes, George Blanda, Don Meredith. And then we actually randomly got a few cards from the mid-50s, including Billy Martin. Look at this one. This is pretty nice, huh? How about a 55 tops Ted Williams?
Let's go.
54 Eddie Matthews. Again, he sells really well. A lot of Braves fans out there. And then back to some other card. This has a big crease through it, but it's still Mike Ditka. It's Ditka, right?
Who yeah, doesn't like Mike Ditka? The crease there.
Yeah, Dane Reeves, another good player and coach. Randall and then Johnny Orr. So some of these, and these are, by the way, these are Philadelphia brand. That's not a Topps brand, but it's another competing brand. Do you want me to go through these?
Yeah, I think the main thing here is that a lot of the guys watching this stream are not going to know what most of these, who most of these players are.
Well,
but buying the collection is the most important part, because this is going to be part of our hobby store and how we operate to make cash flow.
There you go. So these are what we are going to plan on sending into PSA. They have a vintage special going on this month.
$15.
$15 for any card from the 60s. So I got a 68 Johnny Unitas here. We got Karl Yastrzemski 67. That was the year he won the Triple Crown. So that's always a popular card to collect for Yaz fans. Bob Gibson, the same thing, but beautiful card here. We expect this to grade pretty well. And this is the year that he had that famous year of like 1.12 ERA, still the record today as lowest ERA. So huge year in 68 for him. Denny McClain won 30 games that year. So last 30 game winner in Major League Baseball is this guy right here, Denny McClain from this year, 68. Willie Stargell. This is Tom Seaver's second year card, even though it's got that rookie trophy on it. You might know that the year before this is his rookie card, which is significantly more valuable than this, but this is still a very popular card of his. 67 Ernie Banks, Hank Aaron, off-centered but really sharp. Pete Rose, beautiful looking Pete Rose here. Gibson, Brock, Morgan. And then back to 68, we got a sweet looking Hank Aaron.
So sharp.
Super sharp. Same thing with this Al Kaline. And again, some of these cards are off-center, but that's just the way it was back then with the way they cut the cards. This is Dick Butkus from 68 Tops. Back to baseball, Jim Catfish Hunter. And always a favorite, Willie Mays. Not in the great best of shape, so this is an example of one where we might keep raw. And then the really the best one in the collection that we found, you know, was this 67 Mickey Mantle, which is really in a nice shape. We expect a good solid mid-grade out of this card. And so that's the 67 Mick. Back over to you.
All right. And so Chris is an avid collector, and I'm still more of the flipping mentality. And so the beautiful thing about this relationship is whenever we buy collections, I give Chris the first opportunity for buying back whatever he wants at a discount. Like, I just tell him to tell me which cards it are and how much he wants to give me, and then we just work it out. I don't really care, because his knowledge is everything for me to make sure I make the right deals on these collection purchases. If you want to hand me the Unitas and the Gibson and the Yaz, those were the three. So I'll show you the ones here that Chris decided he wanted to put in his collection. So these are the ones that Chris is putting in his collection, because he is an avid collector. And I know we don't ever talk about collecting on the show, but it's really important to our relationship, and it's really important to Chris. And so his knowledge has given me the tools I need to know what I need to purchase and what prices out on the street. So having a friend who is a collector goes so far in this game. I have some throw-in inserts here, a lot of other just kind of guys we know, but I'm not going to waste any more time, because I know not a lot of you guys know a lot about the vintage. I think the biggest question I'll ask is to Chris. So Chris, we paid with the cards, the grading with the $15 special, the gas and the supplies, pennies and rigids, we are about $9.45 on this deal. We're going to grade some cards. I think our expectations are like fours and fives. If we can get fours and fives, great. If we can knock down a seven at PSA, that's even better.
Yeah, we'll get some sixes and sevens. And you got to remember with vintage, you got to lower your standards a little bit because it's really rare to get super high grades. And for vintage, a super, super high grade is often like a 7, 8, or a 9.
Yep.
Which is not usually attainable for cards that are 50, 60 years old.
Oh, man. And even common cards that are grade like 9s and 10s sell for a fortune just because of the shape.
Yeah, but we'll do pretty well on these.
We'll do well, right? So at 9.45, just right off the top of your head, Chris, in your experience in buying collections and grading them out, what do you think, what we showed everybody today, what do you think realistically is something we'll be able to pull in from this set?
I think 2,000 is reasonable. I think we'll at least double our money, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah. So that's not so bad, guys. That's 100% profit. You know, a lot of these deals will get done at card shows versus eBay. But the funny thing about vintage on eBay is it actually sells a lot higher at eBay sometimes on certain cards because some people just don't ever have a chance to see those cards in the wild because these are old cards and it's all about conditioning. So if you do go into a card show, maybe you do see the Pete Rose, was that 67 that we have? Yep. You might see that card, but it might be beat to death and it might not even be worth picking up, but it could be at like $300 because that's just the way things roll at card shows. These cards were really sharp. We're going to grade them out. We're going to see how it comes back. And we're really hoping to bring in about $2,000 over time. It's not going to flip fast, but over the next couple of years. So you can see we're very meticulous about how we're doing this. And we're looking for the right collections because I can promise you, you're going to go see somebody and it's not going to be the right collection. And you have to be prepared to say no. So hopefully this helps everybody. And I don't, like I said, I don't even know if Paul's going to put it in the video, in the show. Maybe he will someday. But if he does, thanks, Paul. Thanks, Lefty. Thanks, Dr. Crack. We appreciate you. Thanks, Chris, for coming over and helping me like you always do with these things. So thanks, guys. We appreciate you.
See
you.
Lonnie and Chris, how could we not put that in the show? That was great, wasn't it? Everybody in the live chat is giving it a lot of love. Super educational. These guys have been doing this for a long time now. And you could tell because they love it. Number one. And number two, they're really freaking good at it. Chad thinks that they might clear closer to a $2,000 profit. He thinks they might gross $3,000 if they get fours and fives. But Chris probably doesn't want to jinx it. So Chris is saying safely two. Chad thinks maybe three. Janelle Hsu asked about how well these things sell at card shows. And I think they pretty much answered that. I mean, Lonnie did a really good job kind of breaking down exactly how each of these sells, what the plan is for each of them. You know, I think on the big collection where he thought it was going to be more 60s, it ended up being more 70s and 80s. The first one, I think where he drove a while to get that portion of it. I think that portion, you know, he said he's going to maybe net about $300 over a long period of time, not list them on eBay, but they're going to be part of a card show inventory. So you got to remember that in order to be a successful seller of sports cards, you do have to have an inventory. And I think that's where Lonnie is really smart. He's talking about, look, there's a plan for each card. There's a plan for each collection. Even if the plan is not to have a huge number of gross or a huge number of net, as long as it's a profit, he says that's all that matters. So Lonnie and Chris are definitely grinding and they're in it for the love of it. And Global, I agree. That is what you call grinding. And it's really, really cool submission, getting love in the comments from Evan Bell, Janelle Hsu, Oh My Shoes. Everybody loves it. Chad Gill. So good work, guys. How could I not put that on the show? That is one of the more unique submissions that we're ever going to have, one of the more educational submissions that we're ever going to have. And it's not something that we typically talk about. You know, we typically talk about flipping more ultra modern cards. We typically talk about expectations at PSA getting 10s out of ultra modern cards, how to go from an SGC to a PSA, or how to go from a CSG to a PSA and try to get the gem. You know, this is a different ballgame when you look at vintage, but Janelle Hsu definitely making some good points in terms of the nostalgia of it all. And you could tell these guys have a lot of fun doing it and have a great friendship. So that's what we're all about. I love that they're down to the detail in terms of tracking their expenses. They're talking about not only the supplies, the penny sleeves, the top loaders, but also the gas money and the tolls. I mean, look, you know, to get a true net profit, you do have to definitely include all that stuff. So great work, guys. Please keep it coming. And we don't care about the production value here at nooffseason.com and the Sports Card Strategy Show. We're going to make it work. It is valuable information. And as long as it's valuable information, we are going to make it work. Shout out to my guy, Josh DiPiazza, in the live chat for the first time. So Oh My Shoes did create a Discord, and Josh has given it some love here. So I'm flattered because Shoes created a Discord without me asking him to. And then Josh, without knowing that, also created a Discord. And so I emailed Josh back and was like, look, this is great, but Shoes already created one and we really haven't pumped it up yet. So stay tuned for probably Monday's episode of the Sports Card Strategy Show. By then, I'll give the Discord another shout out, Josh and Shoes, and there'll be a link at nooffseason.com for you guys to join it. So we go from vintage to Discords to ultra modern here on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Up next, the familiar face, a man we've come to know and love from the Buckeye Bunker, Buckeye Dill. What you got for us, Buckeye?
Hey, good morning, Sports Card Strategy Nation. Buckeye Dill here for Thursday Show and Tell. Actually, it's the last Thursday before college football season starts, so it's a great day. Looking forward to some exciting games. Got some question marks for my Ohio State Buckeyes, especially at quarterback, but excited to see all the college teams back starting this week. I think Thursday night we have Florida at Utah, so we've got a big, pretty big matchup here. So today's Show and Tell is going to be another recent submission. I got back a 25-card submission from a June grading special. It took almost 2 months, so the bad news, it took 2 months. But I wanted to share 9 cards of that grading special, and this is based on a Dr. Chad's play on a Shohei Ohtani play. I think this was – he wrote the article back in May, and I went with the 2018 Heritage Shohei play. And I'm going to turn the camera around here and reveal the cards I got back from PSA this week. So hope everybody enjoys.
I remember this play.
Hey, welcome back, Show and Tellers. Buckeye Dill here, going to reveal 9 Shohei Ohtani cards from my latest PSA submission. There's 6 of the 2018 Heritage. This was in an article written up by Dr. Chad. So I probably back in May, I gathered 6 of these. I used my best judgment on buying them off of eBay, sniped them all for probably $25 to $30, and I submitted these on the $15 special, maybe a dollar for shipping back. So we're probably in for, you know, $35 to $40 total max on average in these. And then on, along with those, I submitted a total of 25 cards, but I had 3 other Shoheis I'm going to show first. So first one I'd like to reveal is the 2020 Topps Chrome Shohei. It's the 85 Topps throwback. This came back Gem Mint 10. So very pleased with this one. So we'll put the 10 off to the side. Second card we'd like to show is, this is a 2019, so second year Topps Chrome Shohei. This is the batting Gem Mint 10. So Topps Chrome card number 1. Really pleased with that. Another card, the exact same one. 2019, again, second year Topps Chrome, Shohei Ohtani batting, Gem Mint 10. So 3 for 3 on Gem Mint 10s and Shoheis. Now we're going to go over to, these were the recommendation from Dr. Chad himself. I've done 2 or 3 of these plays and had pretty good success with these. So seeing good wins on all these. So first one, again, 2018, Topps Heritage, Shohei. This is a Mint 9. So good looking card. You can tell I did a pretty good job buying these off eBay, the ones that were squared up as much as possible. So this one, it was a coin flip, 9 or 10. But I'll take a 9. I think 9s are probably going, you know, in the $90 to $100 range. There's a little bit of a dip right now on Shohei. So unfortunately, it took 2 months to get these back. So I missed selling these at the peak, you know, before his injury. But hopefully he bounced back and wins the MVP and the cards, you know, rise back up to pre-injury status.
Oh, they'll rise.
Card number 2 of the Ohtani 2018 Heritage, Gem Mint 10. Great looking card. Again, you know, in these for $35, $37 total with grading fees. Or sorry, $30 raw fees plus $15 grading. So probably in the $45 to $50 range, all in. Third card, Gem Mint 10. 2018 Topps Heritage. Card number 4, Gem Mint 10.
Let's go, again, Buckeye.
What a great looking card. 5 of the Heritage, Gem Mint 10. And the last one, card number 6, Gem Mint 10.
I think you hooked them up, Dr. Crab.
Again,
I think
really great looking card. I did pass up on some of these raw because I could tell they were a little bit off center. And I'm, you know, sometimes the cardboard cards can be tougher, but you know, you don't really have to fight the scratches for chrome. But again, there's nothing real I did to prep these other than making sure they were squared, centered as much as possible. So again, summary, we had 5 10s and 1 9 of the 2018 Topps Heritage. And then Topps Chrome, I had 3 additional Shohei 10s, 2 from the 2019 and 1 from 2020. So again, 8 of the 9 Shoheis were Gem Mint 10, 1 9. The 9 will still double my money. The 10s will, you know, they're going anywhere from 150 to 200, maybe a little over 200 in his peak. So again, a really successful submission. I owe Dr. Chad a case of beer, I think. So next time I see him in person, I'm buying. Hope everybody enjoyed this and is looking forward to a great college football season. Have a great weekend. Thanks.
Buckeye Dill, well done, my friend. We love it. Congrats on all those 10s. I agree. I think Chad hooked you up with that. And hopefully Chad hooked many more of you up with that because he wrote a phenomenal article at nooffseason.com for the premium members. If you're not a premium member of nooffseason.com, you got to get a free 30-day trial because you're going to get at least free 30 days of all of our premium content, including stuff like Buckeye Dill just profited from Dr. Crack and the rest of our team. And then we also have many, many of you who are thankfully renewing past your free 30-day trial. That's how we stay alive here at nooffseason.com and the Sports Card Strategy Show. So when you renew after your free trial, you get a premium pack, which you can see in the background here. I'm loading up some premium packs today for the members that have renewed their subscription over the last couple of days. So I'm going to get those premium packs out to the premium members. And during Buckeye Dill's submission, I was able to go to nooffseason.com and add the Discord link that Josh D was talking about. So Shoes set up a Discord. We really haven't gotten it off the ground yet. It's a great looking Discord. Connor and I are going to have to work kind of behind the scenes to try to help it be as valuable as possible to all of you. But Shoes did a great job getting it going. So Shoes, nice work. And then Josh, shout out to you as well. But now what you can do is you can go to sportscardstrategy.com. This is going to be the easiest way to get there. It just goes to a nooffseason.com page for the podcast. But if you go to sportscardstrategy.com, you can now see quick links to not only YouTube, Facebook group, Apple, Spotify, sponsor a show and go premium on Spotify, but you can join the Discord now. So join the Discord. I am going to give you a disclaimer here that we do not have that many members on there because we are just now launching it. So if you'd like to support the discussion even further that we are building via the community here, you know, if you're a Facebook person, there's a Facebook group at that link. And if you're a Discord person, there's a Discord link. Curious to see if Dr. Crack is either of those, but what we do know Dr. Crack is really good at buying cards on eBay. So here we go, Dr. Crack. Show them how you buy cards on eBay, brother.
Good morning, Sports Card Strategy show and tellers. Today, I am going to be showing you one of the ways that I search for cards on eBay. A lot of people have asked how I find cards. I'm going to be showing you how I do it. So come into eBay, I go to the search feature. Silver Prism Rookie is one of the things that I often search for. It is probably the number one thing I search for. I leave it all the graded and ungraded cards together. I think Silver Prisms are the most liquid of any of the cards out there, so I like looking for them. All sports, I don't know what I might find, so I like to leave that pretty generic. I will come down and I will look for auctions only, and I will look at auctions ending soonest. The reason that I do this is I want to find that time of day that I've talked about that is the sweet spot for finding deals. So as you can see, there's auctions. I'm doing this on Wednesday. There's auctions that are ending almost every second on eBay. But what I want to do is I want to scroll down where the really good deals are typically 10 p.m. or later. Most people are going to bed, and the last thing they're worrying about is cards, especially on the East Coast.
Definitely going to bed at like 9.
West Coast, you still get a lot of people up because it's only 8 o'clock there. But the later it gets into the night, the better the deals get. So as you can see in the listings, I like to get to about right around 10 o'clock before I start looking. So here we go, 9:45. So what I like to do is just start, pick a spot to start, and then I can go from there. So scroll through anything that I see that I might like. I'm going to add to the watch list. Once I add it to my watch list, I'll go back and I will zoom in on pictures, check for flaws, use the centering tool, check for centering to see whether or not I think it's a gradable card, look to see if that buyer has other graded cards for sale or if he's only selling raw. I do all that research after I scroll through and make my watch list. So coming through here, you got an Ezekiel Elliott silver PSA 10 or a gem GMA 10, which is a crack type item, but at $8.50, that's something that I would be interested in taking a look at. So put that on the watch list. Chet Holmgren, fast break auto, that's out of the price range of what I'm looking for. So I just keep searching. Marjan Beauchamp is one of the guys that I've said I think is a flyer for this year. So a silver prism fast break autographed rookie at $6. That's something I would keep my eye on. You've got, let's see here. Wrong Jalen Williams. Steph Curry, 2012. That's his third year card, but it's his first year silver prism. You got a Joe Burrow silver prism rookie. That's something that I would be interested in as a possible grading candidate. Depending upon where it ends up. And I just do this and I look and I scroll, as you can see right now, right here, the time ending is 9:45. So let's scroll down a little bit further. Let's go to, let's see if we can't find something to watch later in the evening that sweet spot. So there's 10 p.m.
Stay up later, Chad. There you go.
10:30. We're getting later now.
People are falling asleep in chats.
So we're going to go to the very next page here.
Dedication.
And then we'll find something that potentially gives us the look that we're going for.
I think I heard his cell phone go off.
Now we're looking at almost 11 o'clock p.m. Mike Williams, Silver Prism Rookie for $4. That's a card I would be interested in taking a look at. It's not a lot of money, so it's something that I would look at. Chet Holmgren, this is the Fast Break Silver for $15. That's something that would be looking at. Zaire Williams was a player we looked at last year.
Didn't really pan out.
Silver Prism, Austin Reeves. I can see immediately that that's completely off-centered. So that's a card that I would pass on. But as you can see, this is what I do. I scroll down and I look at them. Once I get my watch list, then you can go to the watch list and you can see all the items and what times they are ending at. And so I've got an item ending, Simone Fontecchio. He is a player out of Italy that is playing in the World Cup. He is a sleeper that I am very high on, plays for the Utah Jazz. I believe that he could be a deep sleeper for this year.
Who? I've never heard of that.
His cards.
I've never heard of that person.
This one ends in an hour and 55 minutes.
Simone Fontecchio?
But then I go through and grade them based on the pictures. I look at to see whether or not they are selling raw or graded, and I whittle it down, and then I go through and do the sniping.
Gotta so freaking love Chad.
I hope this was helpful. Oh, and looking forward to some feedback to seeing how you guys enjoy doing this. Thank you.
I'll tell you what, in spite of Chad having an Android phone instead of an iPhone, he is just an amazing human being. Amazing human being. I mean, Lonnie and Chris brought it strong with their submission. Buckeye Dill benefited, kudos to Buckeye Dill because he listened to Chad Gill, you know, and he's executed basically every single one of Chad Gill's plays. So for those of you who don't know, the Dr. Crack Chad Gill and I met each other through the Sports Card Strategy Show. Like, he was an audience member and he was dropping knowledge in the live chat one day several months ago. And I was waiting for, I think Andy Kaysen was late. Shocker. We love you, Andy, but you were late for a football card strategy show several months ago. And Chad was coming in the live chat and he's like helping me out. You know, Chad and I were kind of playing off each other in the live chat. And I was like, dang, this guy, like, okay, well, this guy could be a co-host of the Sports Card Strategy Show someday. Sure enough, here we are. Chad's a co-host with Lefty and I. And, you know, we're learning so much from Chad. He's writing all these articles at nooffseason.com. Buckeye Dill is executing his plays. People like Buckeye Dill are making money off of Chad's plays. And then he's showing us how the sausage is made. And, you know, we all know that literally making sausage is not pretty. And I think staying up late at night is definitely not pretty. It's definitely part of the grind. Buying players like Simone Fontecchio, who I've never heard of, is definitely part of the grind. Saving money on an iPhone, getting Android instead, and using that money to for your sports card bankroll. Even though I hate the fact that you have an Android, Chad, I got to respect the hustle. Great work. He says, FYI, full disclosure, bought the Fontecchio to crack and the Beauchamp, Mike Williams. I guess there was a Fontecchio and a Prescott to crack and the Beauchamp and Mike Williams and the Chet Holmgren cards. Good work, Chad. I agree. Oh My Shoes says that Chad is a big help to the community. That is an understatement. Great work. Global says that's exactly how he finds deals on eBay. I would think Global might have a bit of an advantage, though, because of the time differential. Global, weigh in on that if you can, because Global's in Australia. So while it's 10:30 or, you know, even 1 a.m. in the U.S., it might be a different time for Global to be able to be up. I remember that was something I could do in Spain. When I was in Spain, I could try to snipe some deals from people because we were 7 hours ahead. He says, making sausages is the most important skill of a butcher. Well said. Love that analogy. All right. We talked about Oh My Shoes quite a bit in this episode, and it's time to close things out with the one, the only, the Shoes. What do you got for us today, Shoes?
Good morning, my dudes. Another episode of the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. My favorite time of the week, and I know it's a few others' favorite time of the week as well. So let's get some coffee in those cups, sit back, and get to it. But before we get to Mrs. Shoes cards, to the case. This week, Mrs. Shoes only has one card, but her one card is fire in my opinion because it's my favorite player. We have a 2019 Contenders semifinal ticket of Nikola Jokic, number 85, and it's numbered out of 149. See the 149 there on the bottom?
I see it. That's a good work, Shoes. Nice card.
And it's a very, very beautiful silver finish. I couldn't find that it had any, like, kind of parallel on it other than just the semifinal ticket numbered out of 149. So that's what we got. Thank you, Mrs. Shoes, for always keeping us on our toes with your entry. Next up, we have Junior Shoes, which recently celebrated a birthday. So let's get to his cards. Junior Shoes' birthday was a complete success. I got to cook out. He got to invite all of his buddies over, and they stayed the night. We got bounce houses, and then at the end of the night, we broke open a giant pinata that was shaped like a shoe that I had put 15 pounds of candy
That's
in.
That's sweet.
But before I show you guys some of that, let's get to the cards that he got for his birthday. First up, we have a 2016 Donruss number 157 Jamal Murray rookie card, PSA 10.
That's a beauty.
Now it's just the base card, but man, this is still an absolute.
Dr. Crack loves Jamal
card,
Murray. Check
opinion.
Out Plus, Dr.
It's
Crack
Jamal
basketball
Murray.
Card
it's
rankings.
Nugget,
see where
it's
he is,
a
Jamal
nugget.
Murray. Oh, we got some pinata. Some pinata action. Junior Shoes, get that thing. That's a sweet Nike pinata.
Next up, we have a 2012 NBA Hoops numbered 280 Damian Lillard rookie card, PSA 10.
Nice.
Now, I believe Damian Lillard was on the absolute top of his card list for his birthday.
Good.
Absolute stunning card. Thanks, Chad. You really helped me out on that one. Appreciate you. Next up, we have my cards. Let's get to it, guys. What if I told you guys that I was going to show you the same card over and over again? It'd be pretty boring, right? Well, too damn bad, because I'm doing it. We have a 2021-2022 Panini Prism number 165 Austin Reeves Silver Cracked Iced rookie card.
Shoes for
now,
sure has 20 of those
the stack.
To submit to PSA now.
Did you hear that? That is a literal stack of Austin Reeves cards that I have.
Yeah.
All right, guys. A little bit of a change up here. Next up, we have a 21-22 Obsidian Basketball Austin Reeves number 170 Red Flood rookie card.
I personally love Obsidian.
As you can see, it has gotten the old 1-2 shakedown. It is going to be getting sent in to be graded immediately. It is absolutely flawless. I can't find anything wrong with this card. I've put it into the centering tool. I have looked over it with a magnifying glass, and I cannot find anything wrong. So with that, it is going to go into the stack, but it's going to go into the stack of Austin Reeves that is going to get graded. As always, the Shoes family and I always appreciate you guys stopping by and checking out the randomness we have to show you. I'll be showing you guys the stack of Austin Reeves cards that I have so far, and then I'll be sending you off for the week. So have a good one, guys.
That's like, it's like his lovemaking music being played as he makes love to his Austin Reeves cards right now. This is phenomenal. Shoes, there's a lot of love in this community, brother. You're one of the main reasons why there is so much love in here. We don't know what we would do without you, so thanks for bringing it strong and playing into the Austin Reeves mania here on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Chad Gill definitely helping Shoes out behind the scenes with some Junior Shoes birthday gifts. Glad Junior Shoes had a great birthday. That's awesome. And for those of you who are new to the community, just, you can already kind of tell, like, it's nothing but love here. Please become part of this community. It's so much fun. I never thought when I started doing nooffseason.com and the Sports Card Strategy Show that we would have so many great, genuine people, part of the community, part of the knowledge sharing, helping each other out, lifting each other up. I really, really hope all of you are having a great week. And if you want to get in on the show, please do email me at paul@nooffseason.com. And if your phones are buzzing right now, it's because the Jason Dominguez sports card sell alert text probably just went out. And to get more timely notifications from our team via text message, text sports cards to 1-833-992-5727. That's sports cards to 1-833-992-5727. Nothing makes me feel more like a talk radio host than that read right there. But don't forget to get a free 30-day trial of our premium content at nooffseason.com right now. We have updated rankings. We have updated articles. We have all kinds of content to help you make money flipping sports cards. Thanks again for watching the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. And if you're listening on the apps, thanks for you listening as well. Don't forget to get into the action by going to youtube.com/Paul Hickey and dropping a comment or DMing us on Instagram at Sports Card Strategy. Everybody, thanks so much. Have a great day.